Hey everyone, good morning. Thank you for tuning in to the Teach Better Today show, where the Teach Better team gets to be live every single morning, Monday through Friday, streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. Also, special shout out to those of you listening on Teach Better Talk podcast. We have Becky Schnexer with us. Guys, this is going to be an episode with energy, an episode with good content. I'm telling you, I am foreseeing what our future is going to look like. Grab your coffee. You may not even need it after this episode. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, good morning. We have Becky in the house. Becky, how are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so good. How are you?
Good. Honestly, I am just excited to catch up because I clicked the live button before I could even ask you anything about what's going on in your life, because I knew, but the moment we started talking, I'm like, oh, we should do this on the podcast separate.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I thought the same thing. And I was like, well, this is perfect. We're all here. We're all just going to catch up together.
This will be a good way to start our morning. Becky, before we get into, the 3 million questions I have and want updates on and what's going on in your life, for educators that may not be connected to you, which means they must be either new to the field or new to the Teach Better family, would you mind sharing a little bit about who you are, what you do, all that jazz?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So much has changed at least, in the last couple years. So this is interesting. I have a lot of new things to talk about. So I am an educator. I'm a maritime educator, an outdoor educator. I'm a field scientist. I'm a PhD student, and I currently am the education manager for a local discovery center here on the water in Norfolk, Virginia. So I am passionate about everything education, especially education with young learners, and when we can infuse science into what they're doing, because science is happening all the time, everywhere, every single moment of your life. So I am passionate about weaving that in wherever, whatever you're teaching, whatever age level, wherever you are around the world. I love to just sneak in science, or just, in front of, in your face, do science. But if we have to sneak it in, I'm going to help sneak it in. So that's a little bit about me. I love being outside. So I generally teach outside. I'm outdoors a lot. And that's another thing I'm passionate about. You can teach everything, especially science, outside. So I spend a lot of my time thinking, brainstorming about how to make that accessible to teachers, no matter where they are, whatever experience they have with science or outdoor ed. How can I help? That's what I love to do.
Becky, it's so funny that you mentioned that you teach outside frequently, because you, of all educators that I'm connected to, have interviewed, all that stuff, you have had the coolest experience in terms of I'm always like, oh, Becky, what are you up to these days? And it's something wacky about a classroom that you've been, creating, something wacky about a school you've worked in. I don't know, you need to at some point write a book about your life, just because I don't know teachers who have had a full-time job, but don't have a classroom and live outside. I'm I don't understand what that's.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that's a great idea. And I take a lot of that for granted sometimes. I just think, oh, wait, you don't do the things that I do? Okay. Well, let's talk about it. So thank you for saying that. And that's, I'll think about that book.
Well, and you've done excursions and everything. You are somebody, I have to encourage everybody listening to the show, you have to connect with Becky. She could not be more authentically herself. She is truly, I love the fact that you live what you preach. I don't think anyone else does it better than you. You are constantly acting as a learner and acting as a teacher simultaneously.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's the best way. That's how I learn. And so that's how I deliver everything that I do. I live the way I teach. I teach the way I live. So,
man, it's so cool. So if you, I know this is a weird question to throw you ahead of and not have prepped you ahead of time, but if you had to identify two or three really cool things you've done in your time in education thus far that you feel like is pretty out of the box? Like something that you're like, oh, many educators haven't done this. They should. But what would be like your two or three things that you think have just been really cool experiences?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's a really good question.
It's a loaded question. I know. Cause then there's a lot. I can name them for you.
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing and one thing, again, I take a lot of what I do for granted because I just feel like, oh, doesn't everyone live this way and teach this way and bring this to education? But they don't. They could, they just haven't tapped into it yet. And so one thing that I have done in my career that sets me apart, that is something that I don't see many educators do. I wish they did. And I would love to help educators do this, but I get in the field. So I'm a field scientist, and I became a field scientist after I became an educator. So I started in a classroom and I realized that to be a better teacher, I need to experience some things so that I can bring it to my students in a more authentic way, specifically science and social studies, because and especially as an elementary teacher, we get a lot of theory. We get great preparation for certain things. But when it comes to content things, science, social studies, even I would say even math, and even with reading and writing, we know theory, but we don't have this deep, complex content base in our classes. And so I learned very quickly in the classroom, I want to learn more. And so how do I learn? I go and do that. And so I started going out with scientists in the field and learning, what does science look like? How does that happen? Why we talk to our students about how important communication is, written and oral communication, body language, all these things. But it didn't hit me just how important those things were until I was in the middle of the Peruvian Amazon with scientists. And one day there was something dangerous that we had to communicate along a boiling river, a river so hot that it boils. And if you fall in, you can imagine that's going to hurt. But we found a situation on the river that we needed to communicate to about 20 people. And so I realized in that moment, I was like, oh my gosh, this right here, I've got to make this happen for my students. I need to create these situations, these experiences where they're not just writing for me as the teacher and I give it a grade, but they're writing for something more powerful, some sort of experience that maybe they're sharing, they're storytelling, not just writing a descriptive paragraph because my standards say write a descriptive paragraph, but how can I make that real? And mm-hmm. So in the field is something that once I started doing that, the first time I did it, I was like, oh my gosh, I can never not do that. And so I am always seeking ways to go out and experience things that I can bring to life for my learners, especially at a young age. We have to get them excited to learn and excited, especially for things like science and math, where I think early on, and this happened to me in my own educational experience, early on, you can switch someone off of science or math or history or reading or writing. And as educators, we have to keep those light switches open, or we have to, if it's closed, we need to find a way to reopen that for young learners so they continue that curiosity for life. But especially in school, it doesn't have to be boring. It doesn't have to be a drudgery. Kids can be excited to learn. We have to find ways to do that. And so my long-winded answer is get out in the field, get that practical experience. Even if you're high school English, where does that translate in the world? And how can you place yourself there and then bring that to your students and say, oh my gosh, not only, yes, it's for an assessment for me, but look at where this can take you. And something like grant writing. I do a lot of grant writing. I was never taught that persuasive writing applied in my life would be grant writing, convincing someone to fund a project. And so those sort of things are where you could tell I'm a little passionate about that, but getting that real experience as the teacher and then bringing that to your learners, I think is big. It's huge.
It's huge. And I'm so glad you went with that example, because that was what I was hoping for. I was like, she has done so much to better herself. And I think educators, and I don't mean this as a bad thing, because I do think we need to learn about education. Don't get me wrong. I love going to educational conferences and connecting with communities that help me connect with other educators and learn how to be better in the classroom. But something that I've always admired about you is you're not just driven about finding content to be a better educator, but finding content to make you better in the content area and be more creative, which then in turns, of course, makes you the best educator ever, that you've been able to have these experiences and be able to bring them to students. And I think that sometimes this doesn't happen because educators don't know how, but you've just given two or three different ways for us to say, I know that this content exists in the real world. Is there anywhere I can go to actually see it and experience it so that I can actually know how to build a lesson plan around it? Because anytime we get into that creative lesson planning, we don't want it to feel unauthentic or fake. Let's actually bring in enough information where it feels like it's supposed to, like a real world scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes it so much fun for you as the educator. And then of course that translates to excitement for your learners too. And then they really see, how many times do you hear from yourself or any educator, well, this is boring. My kids don't like this. It's, you know, they ask me 100 questions. I have to repeat the directions a million times. Well, we have to find a different way to approach whatever that is. And so for me, that's what it is. I make it real. And if I don't know, I go and find out and I bring it there, or I'm learning alongside my learners as we go through. We tap into those community partners and places where what you're doing today does matter, even though you might not see it right this second. I'm going to help you see it. And then eventually as adults, you know, we'll see that connection more. But if we can, the earlier we can do that, the better always.
I love it. I want to encourage everyone to take on this challenge. And if there's any way that myself or Becky, any way that we can help get you there and get you those experiences, it's interesting because you said, oh, it makes it more fun. Fun seems to be the theme. Last week's episode on Friday, we had Katie Kinder on, and she was so focused on finding ways for educators to have fun. Becky, I think you are spot on with not only wanting fun, but you are really dedicated to finding it and then bringing it back. And I think that's such, like, to me, that's the most fun. That's the most fun, is those real world experiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so cool. Becky, I want to get into your book. I want to get into the PhD program that you're working on. I want to do all the things. We're going to transition here into our team time, which is where we get into some educational conversation. I know there's a lot we're going to try and fit in to this like segment, but I don't care. We have so much to still talk about. We'll be right back. With the Teach Better Today morning show, and we are getting into our team talk. I warned you at the beginning of this episode, you were not going to need coffee, because Becky is someone who I so admire, because the moment you speak to her, her energy just like bursts out of her and it goes back into you. I think it's so fun to be able to chat with you, Becky, and we have a lot more to talk about. Can we first start with an update on this PhD program that you're doing? Because a PhD sounds really scary. And so I have to know more about this exploration you're on.
Yeah, it's all the things. It's scary. It's exciting. It's tough. It's challenging in like the most beautiful way. So I've always known or felt like I would get a PhD at some point, but I never knew what path I wanted to take. And as an educator, you know, you can go education leadership, you can, you know, you can go counseling, you can do all these different things, but none of them piqued my interest. And I never saw the path. And so this time last year, actually, I really got serious and I was like, you know what? I think it's the time. I felt it in the air. I was at Teach Better conference, you know, this time last year, and just talking to everyone, I knew that this was the time. This was the time. And so I was looking for programs, and I'm an educator. I'm also a scientist. And so I've been looking, like, how do I put those together? And how do I want eventually to be a professor in college who's working with pre-service teachers and showing them different ideas and different ways, because the way that I teach, I had a great program and they prepared me so, so well. And then when you get in the classroom, you see like, oh man, but if I had a class on this, if I had a class on making experiences, not lesson plans, how different would my first few years have been. And so I that's what I want to do. I want to be there in college with those kids getting ready to teach, not really knowing, excited, but not really knowing what the future holds. And so in order to do that, generally you need a PhD to be, to go in that path. And so again, this time last year, I was like, okay, it's time. What program is going to take my science? I don't want to lose the field science. I don't want to lose the education, because I could go science PhD, I could go education PhD, but I found a program in environmental science and sustainability education at Prescott College in Arizona. And so I applied, I spoke to students that were in the program, I spoke to professors there, and they believe in the things that I believe in, making learning real, being experiential, going out into the world and bringing that collective experience into what you're doing, finding your passions and running with them. And so I knew, okay, this is it. And so last December, I was accepted and I started in January 2023. And so, yeah, I know it was a whirlwind. And then I know some of
the fastest turnaround ever of all time.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I did, I had to step out of the formal classroom in the middle of a school year, which all of us as educators, you know, like that hurts your heart. You know, it pulls you in all these different directions, but I just knew it's time. Now is the time. There's no way I wanted to be a PhD student and a classroom teacher. And I knew I couldn't, maybe I could do it, but I didn't want to do that. And so I made that difficult decision to step away and just be a PhD student. And I just finished my 7th class and it's going really well. It's challenging, but this program really makes you take that content, all the reading, all the writing, and apply it to what you're doing or what you plan to do, and then bring it back. So all of it, all my grades are project-based. And so, right, the way that we know is a great way to teach is really applying that in the world and then making something of it and then, you know, pitching that idea. So a lot of what I do is what I've used in the classroom, and I tweak it based on this new knowledge. And then I bring it and I turn it in. I do still have to write papers, but I love writing, so it's totally fine. I can knock out papers. I love to do that. But it's been absolutely amazing. I took a field botany class over the summer, which was great. It's a lot. It's a lot of fun, and it's really tailored to my interests. And so I know I chose the right school. I know I chose the right program, and that's where I am right now, getting ready for spring classes.
I'm so proud of you for choosing to go forth and do something that is scary because you knew it was the right time and you knew it was best for you. And you knew long-term it was what was best for students and future teachers and everything in between.
Yeah.
Flip side, I have to tell you, I don't know anybody who would be a better pre-service teacher than you. I am so excited that you're going to go that route. I'm such a fan. So I hope nothing but success in that area, because I feel like every time I talk to you, if I didn't want to be a teacher, I do at the end of our conversation. So I think that you're going to be such a blessing to this field doing that work. And speaking of writing, I want to talk about your book, because maybe service teachers would enjoy the book, but I know a lot of Teach Better family members here are thinking so many different things while talking to you. One is, how can I be as cool as Becky? How can I do things like this so I can be the best educator possible? And you have a great book that goes over a lot of interesting concepts for them. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And I actually have it here because I love, this is I don't know if this sounds weird, but I love my book. And that's probably good, right? I wrote it, but I love everything about it. Like my book, I love the cover art. I love the content because I wrote it. I have a bunch of other educators in here too. So you don't just hear from me, but the book is called Expedition Science: Empowering Learners Through Exploration. And so, yes, when you look at this, you're like, oh my gosh, science, but I don't teach science. Or, oh my gosh, that looks so cool. Is that for kids? Well, kind of, sort of, but it's for educators, and it's looking at what we do differently. Now, a lot of my stories are science-based because that's a lot of my experiences in the science world, out in the Peruvian Amazon, in Iceland, in classrooms or teaching outside. So the book, though, is about thinking about education as an experience rather than a lesson plan or an activity or a standard, but looking at it from the experience. How can I bring this to life? How do I do that? And so every single chapter in the book starts with a story. So I either take you into the Amazon and you're with me as I'm getting chased by a jaguar, or you're in my classroom where I suddenly freeze for a second, realizing I'm bombing at something. And then I quickly find a way to reframe and change the trajectory of the thing that we're doing to make it more real for my students. So every chapter starts that way. It's a story. And then it breaks down like, okay, this is why I shared that. This is what happened. This is what happened. This is what happened. And this is how it matriculated into a powerful teaching moment in my classroom. And then every chapter at the end has another educator that I call them educator asides, where they come in and then they show their expertise. I have art teachers in here, PE teachers, college professors. They're people from all walks of education are in here to show you that, yes, this example may have been science, but oh my gosh, this is what it looks like in math. And this is what it looks like if I'm teaching college. And this is what it looks like if I'm teaching kindergarten art. So that's the book. It's just showing you there are different ways that are out there. And if you haven't experienced those for yourself, or you haven't thought of them, or you're at a point in your career where you're like, man, I'm doing the same lesson and it worked yesterday and it didn't work with this class. What am I going to do? Well, that's where this baby comes in. It gives you that insight and it gives you those stories and everything in there I've done. So I'm not just making it. I mean, at the time I was making it up. I was trying stuff in my classroom, which I still do today. Just try new things. And sometimes it works. Oftentimes it doesn't. And then I change it to move forward. So everything in there is just, this is what I did. This is how I went through it. This is what I would do in the future. This is how I changed it from day one to year three. So I love it. And just the, you know, every piece, there's your Easter eggs. Every part of the cover is connected to something in the book. So like every single detail, this hummingbird, there's a story in the book about that hummingbird. You'll connect to everything. So as you're reading, just a little, you know, prize is you're like, oh my gosh, let me go back to the cover. I think I saw. I'm like, yes. Yes, you did. And that's why that detail is there. So super fun. I love that. And now Ray has convinced me that I need to write another book, which, spoiler alert, I am, not about my life, but I'm working on a little something. So we'll see how that works out.
I love this, Becky. Yes, I am a huge supporter of your book. I have your book. I've read your book. I want to tell our community, if this is not a book on your bookshelf, it is a perfect holiday gift. Maybe everybody needs a Thanksgiving gift this year. This would be the one to get. There are so many niche books out there. Growth mindset focus, classroom management focus, new teacher focus. Those are great. But Becky's book is going to be something that every single teacher you're connected with, whether they're a veteran, whether they're new, whether they've moved schools or been in the same position for 30 years, there's so much in here. So I highly, highly, highly recommend. And I do kind of think it's good as a Thanksgiving gift. I would be really thankful for a cool present from a friend about a great new book I need to read right before the holidays. Like, this is kind of my big push I'm going to give.
There you go. Perfect.
So fun, Becky. I know we're like completely out of time. I just want to thank you for being you. I want to thank you for the work that you do. And I want to thank you for coming on the show. You're forever and always a Teach Better family member. And it's so nice to have an opportunity to highlight you, because I just think you're doing incredible things for so many different spaces, but really the amazing things that you're doing for the education field. Would you mind sharing how people can stay connected to you so that this isn't just the one time they're connecting, but hopefully they add you to their PLN and continue the conversation?
Yeah, please do. Oh my gosh. So my handle is right here. It's my last name. And I am on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I just joined Blue Sky. So I'm out there. Ooh. And then Threads. I'm on Instagram Threads as well. And oh my gosh, I can't believe I just reawakened my podcast. It's called Expedition Schnexer. And it's on Spotify. I'm sure it's everywhere. If you just Google it, I just resurrected it for the expedition that actually I'm on right now in Antarctica. So I will say no more about the expedition I'm on right now, but you get over to my podcast and find out more.
Done. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. That's how all of us are able to get new listeners, is making sure that you do that subscribe button and then you rate and review. And that's how we continue to reach people. So you have two podcasts you can go subscribe to right now. Becky, thank you so much for joining the show. This is such a ball, and what a great way to wake up this morning. Everyone else, we hope you have an amazing, amazing rest of your Monday. And let us know if you need anything. Becky and I are always around, and Becky's got a lot more to share. This is not a long enough podcast episode, so make sure you drop in her DMs and ask her even more questions about the amazing work she's doing. Bye, friends.
See ya.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.